I think in those schools we had lots of Velcro support in terms of the welfare assistance. It was kind of regimented in the way they did it as well, and I don't think it was really dignified for many of the young people, many of us who required assistance. And and especially the way, just taking us back, when you asked how the school was designed and what the building looked like, if you needed to use some of the accessible changing rooms and the facilities, as you opened them, you could see what was going on, and many they would change maybe 3 or 4 children in one room together. So, you know, it wasn't done in like a kind of a dignified private way. It just made you socially immature because you just didn't develop certain skills because the building didn't allow for that. And the staff wouldn't allow for that. And there was a lot of Velcro support as well, which meant that you always had welfares around. So you had these adults literally stuck to your ass, which really was annoying. Young people need to be free. Even if you do need support, they need to know when to step back, which wasn't allowed. And as well, there was also things they would do if youngsters you needed assistance with the toilet. It became a public announcement. And you think as you're getting older, you need to be a bit more dignified how you're supporting. You know, it doesn't matter what age you are, but you even become more and more concerned. You know, yourself, you become more concerned about it, or they'd leave you in the toilet room, shut the door and go off for 20 minutes or so. It felt, maybe it wasn't that long, but as a child, that feels ages. So the practical support, it actually kind of, in many ways, disempowered you. It actually, in many ways, made you hating that you need support. And I don't think it done much for any youngster's confidence.